Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
I know that it needs strings. That I do know.
Right.
Welcome to another edition of the Baroque Down Palace, brought to you by WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. I am your host, Patrick Sansone, here to bring you an hour of music from the 1960s and 1970s, music that features orchestral elements in the arrangements. And as always, we play rock, we play pop, we play folk, we play soul, and all genres in between. Let's get started with one of the great Baroque pop bands of the 1960s. This is the Turtles with You Showed Me, here on the Baroque Down Palace.
You showed me how to do exactly what you do, how I fell in love with you. You say in that very special way.
Thank you.
a falling star to shine on you, so I'll know where you are. All the rainbows in your favorite shades to show I love you, thinking of you, write your name across the sky. Anything you ask, I try, cause that you like how you are. You're the woman that I've been waiting for forever, and ever will my love for you keep growing strong.
Sideways I slide through the square. I'm hoping so hard for a kiss from God. I miss the sweet love of the air. A silver cherry. Okay, do 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 do.
That is the Monkees with Porpoise Song from the soundtrack to their 1968 film called Head. The song, sung by Mickey Dolenz, was written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin and features a string arrangement by the great arranger Jack Nitzsche, who also arranged strings for Neil Young's early albums, and features some keyboard playing by Leon Russell and conducted by the great producer Russ Titelman. We started the set with The Turtles and a song written by Gene Clark of The Byrds. This is their version of his song called You Showed Me, which was on their 1968 album, The Turtles Present the Battle of the Bands. The Turtles were centered around the vocals of singers Howard Kalin and Mark Volman. Howard Kalin taking the lead on this particular track with harmonies by Mark Volman. We sadly lost Mark Volman just within the last few months, one of the great voices of the 1960s pop world. After the Turtles, it was the Stylistics with Betcha by Golly Wow from their debut album, The Stylistics, from 1971, and a production and incredible arrangement by the great architect and genius arranger of Philadelphia Symphonic Soul, Tom Bell. And after that, we heard Judy Sill with Lopin' Around Through the Cosmos from her debut album, also in 1971. A bit of a connection between Judy Sill and the Turtles, in that the Turtles were the first artist to record a song written by Judy Sill, a great song called Lady O, which she also recorded for this debut album, which was also the first album ever released on the then brand new Asylum Records, founded by David Geffen. And after Judy Sill, it was the Monkees and Porpoise Song. Let's keep going with some music here from Leonard Cohen. This is called Love Calls You by Your Name from his 1971 album called Songs of Love and Hate. This is Leonard Cohen here on the Baroque Down Palace.
You thought that it could never happen to all the people that you became. Your body lost in legends, the beast so very tame. But here, right here, between the birthmark and the stain, between the ocean and your open vein, between the snowmen and the rain, once again, once again, love calls you by your name. The women in your scrapbook, whom you still praise and blame, you say they chained you to your fingernails, and you climb the halls of fame. Oh, but here, right here, between the peanuts and the cage, between the darkness and the stage, between the hour and the age, once again, once again, love calls you by your name. your loneliness like a gun that you will not learn to aim. You stumble into this movie house, then you climb into the frame. Yes, and here, right here, between the moonlight and the lane, between the tunnel and the train, between the victim and his stain, once again, love calls you by your name. I leave the lady meditating on the very love which I do not wish to claim. I journey down the 100 steps, but the street is still the very same. And here, right here, between the dancer and his cane, between the sailboat and the drain, between the newsreel and your tiny pain, once again, love calls you by your name. Where are you, Judy? Where are you, Anne? Where are the paths your heroes came? Wondering out loud as the bandage pulls away, was I only limping? Was I really lame? Or here, come over here, between the windmill and the grain, between the sundial and the chain, between the traitor and her pain, once again, love calls you by your name.
Together,
surely loved one another. We have surely loved one another. And it's a long, long time we've been waiting for your secret night song. Oh, show me your simplicity. I'm afraid of your big wild rolling ocean. Oh, but I want to be invisible. I have climbed your crystal mountain. Up and down your highways, I have walked up and down your highways, and it's a long, long time I've been wondering where it is that I am going. Thank you.
father left her mother, had no time to lay down rules. So she raised her younger brother, and she never finished school. A lad in shining armor came and dried up all her tears, but his mama had it in the courts and broken in a year. She met the world with no one friendly near. The story of the young men who applauded thought her unfit for romance. The decent folks all mentioned that she looked beyond her age. They decided she'd grown up too soon from the demands they'd made, and they used her cynicism as a gauge. The story of
That is a duo called Daughters of Albion from a record, their one and only record that they put out in 1968, a record produced and arranged by Leon Russell, who at the time was one of the top session musicians in Los Angeles, working on a lot of productions with the Wrecking Crew, the great group of studio musicians there. Incredible arranging and production from Leon Russell, really going for it in that post-Sgt. Pepper, everything but the kitchen sink kind of approach. Daughters of Albion were made up of the duo of Kathleen Yesse and Greg Dempsey, who had been together in a band called The Gas Company. They made this record with Leon Russell in 1968, and a few years later, Kathy Yesse changed her name to Kathy Dalton and made a solo record, being backed up by Little Feat and Van Dyke Parks and some of the other greats of 1970s LA session work. We started the set with Leonard Cohen from 1971 and a song called Love Calls You By Your Name from his album Songs of Love and Hate. This song and album were produced by the producer Bob Johnston, who worked on many classic albums from the 1960s and 70s, including the beginnings of folk rock with Simon and Garfunkel's Sounds of Silence and Parsley Sage, Rosemary and Thyme, as well as the Bob Dylan records Highway 61 Revisited, Blonde on Blonde, John Wesley Harding, and Nashville Skyline. This record by Leonard Cohen was recorded in Nashville in 1971 and features a great string arrangement by the great arranger Paul Buckmaster. After that, it was Mary Hopkin with Earth Song from the album Earth Song, Ocean Song from 1971 as well. A lot of 1971 in this show. That was not planned, but a lot of great music made in 1971. Mary Hopkin had been discovered by the swinging 60s model Twiggy, who saw her on a talent program on the BBC called Opportunity Knocks and suggested her to Paul McCartney, who was looking for artists to produce and sign to Apple Records. And Paul McCartney produced her first album, which is called Postcard, which had the huge hit Those Were the Days. She made that record and several singles for Apple, kind of in that style, but took a break for a couple of years. She had grown tired of the pop style that McCartney was producing for her, and she loved folk music, so she made this record, Earth Song, Ocean Song, with some of the great musicians of the British folk scene, including Danny Thompson from Fairport Convention, who plays bass on the album, who we also just sadly lost a few weeks ago. And she covers songs written by Ralph McTell and Cat Stevens, a really beautiful record produced and arranged by Tony Visconti, who she married around this time and was married to for about a decade. After Mary Hopkin, it was the Memphis band Hot Dogs with a great song called Another Smile from their little-known album Say What You Mean, which came out on Ardent Records in 1973, recorded at Ardent Studios and produced by the great Memphis producer Terry Manning, who had also worked with ZZ Top and Led Zeppelin. And after that, it was Daughters of Albion and Story of Sad. We're going to take a short break before our next set, but we will be back after this with more Baroque Down Palace.
The Pull-Up is back at Crosstown Concourse on Thursday, November 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. Explore the creative neighbors bringing our hallway to life. Dragonfly Collective, Memphis Listening Lab, and America offering one night only custom portraits. And catch live music from Blue Tom Records, the University of Memphis's student-run label inside WYXR HQ. More info at wyxr.org/events.
Welcome back to the show. Let's get into set number three here with the artist David Blue. This is on Sunday, any Sunday, here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Sunday, any Sunday, you will find me in the square, watching nameless traffic, it's going here and there. Sometimes I yearn to go with them, sometimes I don't care, sometimes I have a word with them, it floats in. I live alone in a place called home. Haven't been home in years. Have no means and little dreams. I no longer fear.
True, my hours are numbered. Have they not always been so? And I think it is a blessing that now they are not slow. I wait with them quietly. I have waited before. Once I spent them cautiously, but not
about nothing, people. I meant to call her name, I meant to take her hand, I meant to be the same and understand just what was happening in the evening between the princess and the prince. But I can't be bothered now, I cannot eat or drink, I can't remember how I used to think. What was the song she sang before the morning rang and brought the princess to the prince? And it's a ringing crystal wave she has about her in my day, but she's a laughing dappled shadow. Hear her voice, and if I could see her face, if I could have a choice, I'd be in the place. Well, where I saw her last on the evening past of the princess and the prince, it's a ringing crystal wave she has about her in my day, but she's a laughing dappled shadow. Hey, a laughing dappled shadow. Call her name, I meant to take her hand, I meant to be the same and understand just what was happening in the evening between the princess and the prince.
That's Tom Rush with a song written by a young Jackson Browne, the song Shadow Dream Song from the Tom Rush album The Circle Game from 1968. The album taking its title from the song by Joni Mitchell, The Circle Game, which he performs on this album. Most of the songs on this album are written by other songwriters. Several songs by Joni Mitchell, James Taylor, Jackson Browne, Charlie Rich. And it's interesting that this Jackson Browne song, Shadow Dream Song, has a similar tone and arrangement behind it as the Jackson Browne song These Days from the Chelsea Girls album by Nico, which came out around the same time. And the arrangements on this record were provided by the musician Paul Harris, who we've talked about on the show before. Paul Harris not only played piano on the Nick Drake album Brighter Later, but he also wrote the string arrangements for the Doors album, The Soft Parade, and worked with lots of different artists in the 1970s. And the first recorded version of the song, Shadow Dream Song, was recorded by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, who released it in 1967. We started the set with another New York folky, David Blue, from his 1973 album called Nice Baby and the Angel. The song we heard is called On Sunday, Any Sunday. David Blue, around this time, was also working as an actor and was in the great Wim Wenders film American Friend. He was also part of Dylan's circle in the early 70s. He appeared in the Dylan film Rinaldo and Clara, probably knowing Dylan from his New York folky days. And this album, Nice Baby and the Angel, was produced by Graham Nash. After that, it was Kevin Ayers with a bonus track from the re-release of the album Joy of a Toy, which originally came out in 1969. This track was left off the original album, and it is called Soon, Soon, Soon. And we followed that up with Tom Rush and Shadow Dream Song. Well, that does it for another edition of the Baroque Down Palace. Thank you so much for listening. It is my pleasure to bring this music to you every week. And we are going to go out with a cover version of the Supremes classic Stop in the Name of Love. This is performed by the artist Margie Joseph from her 1971 debut album, which was released on Volt Records and recorded in Memphis, Tennessee. This is Margie Joseph, Stop in the Name of Love, here on the Baroque Down Palace. The Baroque Down Palace comes to you from WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee, and is brought to you by the generosity of listeners like you. Donate to your local station today. More.
But how can I be when I have nobody? The Yuletide Carol doesn't make it better, knowing that we won't be together. A